I'll be. I'll just see if he remains the same. What a challenge. Sometimes I'm sure you don't get that. Do you realize what that means? And look here, there's not a person in this building that I know. Not a person but Mr. Sweet, Mr. Dale, Mr. Gold sitting right here, and my boy was here a while ago, he's gone. All right, that's the only persons I know in this building. But God knows you all. Now, is this the lady? Here is a picture of St. John Ford, man and woman. I suppose this is our first time ever meeting. It is. Can you hear the lady or see if she nods her head? Would you just raise your hand so they see? I do not know her, I've never seen her in my life. She's woman, I'm man. Here we are standing here for the first time of meeting. Now, if there's something wrong with her, I do not know. She might be a critic. She might be here just bluffing. If she is, watch what happens. How many of you ever been in meetings and seen what happened like that? My, my. Someone drop over, paralyzed, going insane, everything. Still, it's same, the same God. The book of Acts 19, just the same. The Lord will decide that. Let him say it. She may be a sinner. She may be a hypocrite. She might be a Christian. I don't know. But here, something's got to happen. Let her be the judge. If I said, lady, you're sick, I'm going to lay my hands on you, you're going to get well. She could doubt that she just got my word. But what if the Holy Spirit comes and tells her something that she knows that I don't know? Then she'd be the judge of that. And if he knows what was, he'll know what will be. Now, this is for you people in the balconies. You're not too far away. Never out of reach of Christ. You just believe where you're safe. How many up there is just the most Christ to heal you? Raise your hands. Anywhere else. Just believe. Just have faith. Now, here we are. Just like St. John, the fourth chapter, man and woman meeting, begin to speak, and Jesus found what was the woman's trouble. He told her where her trouble was and what her trouble was. And she said, you must be a prophet. Now, we know the Messiah will do that. He said, I'm him. And she ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me the things that I've done. Isn't this the Messiah? I said this last night. I said it again tonight. That woman knows more about God than 80% of our American preachers. Right. Go a prostitute. She recognized that. She knows more about God and them priests and rabbis and things like this. They said, he's Beelzebub, the devil. She said, he's Messiah. Now, who was right? All right, lady. During that, I've been speaking tonight a little. Just to carry a conversation with you till I get the knowing that the Holy Spirit is anointing. Now, if he will let me know what you're here for, and you know I don't know, then you'll accept them. All right, sir? How many out there say, I'll do the same? Is there anyone out there who knows this woman? Yes, there's quite a few. Well, you know when you're in your city then, you know all about it. Now, so we just, you be the judge. Now, sister, just to speak to you as a man, and the only thing this is to be for, God don't have to do this, but he promised he'd do it. He didn't have to heal when he was here on earth, but he promised he'd do it. The prophet said he took our infirmities and bore our sickness. He had to fulfill that. And the Bible said he's the same yesterday and forever, and that's where he declared himself to the ending of that generation. He's got to do the same today to fulfill the scripture. So, here we are. At the end of the Gentile age. The woman is a Christian, and she's a believer. That's right. She's not so much fun here for herself. Although she has a ground trouble that makes her overweight. But there's something else on her heart that she desires. And she's been praying much about this that she's desiring. And that is about her husband. That's right. Is it, that's the truth. Now, do you believe? Now, you be the judge. Now, I don't know now what I said. See, it's on the tape there if you ever want it. They have it on the tape. See, what happens is a vision. You're somewhere else, maybe years back, or maybe ahead, or whatever it is. You're somewhere in another world. You just yield yourself. It's a gift. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. What does that prove? That the same Holy Spirit that was in the early church and in Christ is here in this church, moving through His body as He comes. That ought to make belief, faith, just rise to a great purpose. Everything will happen. But why is it the soul dead in spirit? Now, if you think it was just Jesse, let's take a time on the woman and talk to her a little. All right, lady, whatever he said was the truth. Now, I don't know what it was. And you realize that standing before a man, me, wouldn't make you feel the way you're feeling now. You're a very nice person. When you're in perfect contact with something, a real, sweet, humble feeling, that's the Holy Spirit. See that light? That light is what's making you feel that way. I'm looking right at it, right around. Now, if Christ was here wearing these clothes that He gave me, if you need healing, He couldn't heal you. He already did it when He died at Calvary. He'd do something to prove that He was the Christ. Then you believe in His vicarious suffering, His death, burial, and resurrection, know that He still lives. If He still lives after all those years and remains the same, and every way, by healing, and salvation was purchased, it's already been done. You just have to believe it. So He just, the only thing He could do would be manifest Himself that He should to declare that what He did there is standing good tonight. Yes, the woman begins to come into the vision again. Yes, it's a ground trouble. She's overweighted. Anyone can see that. It's a ground condition. Yes, I see a man appearing again. It's her husband. And he's got something wrong. In his legs, it's three bites, both of his legs. And here, that man is walking out of the will of God. He had a call to the ministry. And he's putting something else before that. He's doing other work and not fulfilling that call. And the reason he's doing that is because you are a woman preacher yourself. And he thinks that one preacher in the family might be enough, but he's wrong. You're not from this city. No, you're not. You're from New York, a city called Schenectady. And your name is Mrs. Reed. That thus saith the Lord. Now go back and find it the way you believe it. Have you believed it? It shall be just as you have asked. God bless you. You believe the Lord with all your heart? Now you in the audience, have faith. Now don't doubt. Don't move around. Sit real still, please. See? Spirit, when they lead people like evil spirits, they go from one to another. You know that. When you get an audience jumping and running, you can't hold it. You don't, as long as you're trying to take the time to explain it, you just believe it. That's all. You just believe it. The lady here is a stranger to me, as far as I know. I don't know. Looks like a healthy woman. But I don't know. God does know. But if He will reveal to me what's your trouble, you believe me? You think you'd get over an altar? You was praying for that, wasn't you, sir? I don't know you, do I? Never seen you in my life. That's right, raise up your hand. You're a nervous person. Real nervous, which has caused you to have ulcers. Go on, preach the word now. You're a preacher anyhow, so go preach the word. Get your arms around your friend, man. What do you think about this, sir? Do you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? You do? If He will reveal to me what you want, do you accept it? Of course, you're wearing glasses. A man your age should wear glasses, but that's not it. Your eyes are going bad. You want prayer for your eyes. That's what you want. And you got arthritis too. You want prayer for that. That's right, isn't it? Are you accept your healing now? Raise up your hand if you do. It's over. You go home, be well. Your faith is healed. What did they touch? What, I ask you now, reverently, what did they touch? Before God, I have never seen either man. You know nothing of them. But someone was praying. It was the big man there was doing the praying. And because he was sitting with his body around the other man as a contact, that's what done it for the next man. I ask them, God be the judge. Now, does Jesus Christ remain the high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmity? Is he alive tonight? It's faith in the audience, sister. I just, wherever that light goes, I just go with it. See, that's all I can do. Now, maybe he comes to you. If the Lord will reveal to me what you want from him, you believe? You know, if it's healing, I couldn't heal you. But if it's something you got a thing on your arm, or it's a you got low blood pressure, that's what it is. Low blood pressure. Not only that, but I see a hospital. It's for someone else you're standing there for. And that's a friend of yours. That's in the hospital from an accident. Got bones in their body broke. You're a teacher yourself. A Sunday school teacher. Now go receive it just as you believe it. It'll be that way. God bless you. I'll be with you. You love it now. Please. 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 I do not know you. God does know you. Do you believe me to be his servant? If he will tell me what you're here for, you believe it then? I can just sit still just a moment. My son will come get me in a few minutes, so be real there. Don't move around. Be real there. See, God is in his holy temple. Let's be reverent. You suffer from a nervous condition. When you got trouble in your spine, that is true. How would I know that? It has to come from something that's present where he knows you. Do you believe that the Lord Jesus let me do this? Now just a moment, if the audience can still hear me. There's a man coming up there. A vision's moving now. It's her son. And he's body with a nervous trouble. And you want prayer for him. That's right. He isn't here. He lives in New York. And I'll tell you, if you believe me to be a servant, that boy's a Catholic. By faith. That's right. You believe now that God will make it well and forgive you? You accept it? All right. Go over there. Take that handkerchief down to him. It'll be over. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. There's an evil power that keeps sweeping from that audience somewhere. God can heal epilepsy. You believe it? You believe he'll make you well? Raise up your hand there, sir, if you believe with all your heart. Right here. Now I have faith in God and it'll all be over. That's the devil that usually gets away from us. He does evil. A disobedient audience, I've seen 28 take it at one time as you cast out a baby. You still got it, too. Remember, when you come out of a legion, they went into hogs. They got to go somewhere. The Holy Spirit still hangs there. If the man sitting next to him there, something happened to the man, you believe there's pure heart trouble too? You had heart trouble with pain, or the heart trouble be healed. That's right. The lady saying, yeah, there he goes, I got light, right straight for the lady. The woman's got cataracts on her eye. That's right, isn't it, lady? Believe him? We'll leave you. Oh, he is real. If thou canst believe, you believe, I do not know you. But I see you are here for someone else. And you were sitting in this audience last night, and the Holy Spirit calls you, and you were healed of the throat trouble last night. Thus saith the Lord. And you're standing here for someone else, your brother, and he's not here. He's got cancer. And he's in a place called Toronto, Canada, Ontario, up in Canada. That's right. That little handkerchief or parcel that you wipe that tear from, send it to him. Don't doubt. You'll get well. Have faith in God. Oh, does his presence make you recognize? Jehovah still lives. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do not know you, lady. You're a stranger to me. There's something on her heart. She is praying for someone else, which is an elderly woman. That's her mother. And her mother has paralysis. She's a crippled woman. You are a minister's wife. And you've got others on your heart that you're praying for. Don't doubt. Have faith. You'll receive what you ask for. You believe it? God help you then. Go and receive it, my sister. The Lord God knows both of us, ladies. I do not know you. But God does know us. If He will tell me what you're here for, you believe? Will the audience believe? I see a boy, someone's praying about drinking. The lady right there, that elderly lady, you're praying for a son of yours that drinking, gets drunk. Stand up to your foot just a minute, lady. You believe that God would sober that boy and send him home to you, make a Christian out of him? Lord God of heaven, I pray for that dear mother and for that boy. May he come to himself like the prodigal son and return in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't doubt. If thou canst believe. Had your head down praying, high blood pressure was nothing for God to heal. You believe you did, sir? Believe it, God? You had your head down praying then. That's right, wave up your hand like this. All right? I don't know you, do I, sir? God heals you now. You go believing with all your heart, God will grant it to you. Thank you. looking lady. That's one you're talking to, sir. Asking for mercy. You believe God could heal that gall, bladder, trouble, make you well? You believe it? Stand up to your feet. You know you feel different. It's gone from you now. You go on your road, you rejoice. You are here for a real good purpose. You're asking God something that's going to be out of the ordinary, but I've seen the Lord good. Even at your age, you'd still like to have a baby. You've been a mother, but not by of your own. Mother of others. Children. Stepchildren. But you want one of your own. That's what Hannah comes to the temple for. That's what was on your mind. That's what you prayed about before you left your home. I see your husband. He's an Italian, isn't he? He's in trouble. He needs healing on his leg, on his knee, in his arm. That is right. All right, go believe it now and you can have what you asked for. Do you believe with all your heart? Wouldn't you like to eat again and feel good? That stomach trouble is so bad. The nervous condition it causes. Right? Yep, yep. There's so much of it out there, I can't even see which is which. You are believing now. A faith is striking the artist. Let me show you what I mean. Watch here. How many of you out there that's suffering with a nervous condition? Raise your hands. I just want to show you. You know, 80% of the audience. Every one of you suffers with a nervous condition, stand to your feet right now, just a minute. You stand right here. I'll show you the glory of God. Anyway, every person bothered with a nervous condition, stand to your feet. Come. Just remain standing. If God will reveal to me, young woman, that's your trouble, will you believe with all your heart? If you do, you'll never have to have that operation. God can dissolve that tumor just as well as it is. You believe it? Accept it? Anyone suffering with tumor or growth, stand to your feet just now. Come believe it. Praise his nervousness too. If God can do it here, God can do it there. How many is sick or needing healing out there that will raise to your feet just a minute? Stand up just a moment. It is so lifelike over the audience. Do you believe me to be his servant? Then take my word. The Holy Spirit is just Dr. Billing completely covered. It's just like a milky haze everywhere. This is the hour of your healing. There will not be a feeble one among us in a few minutes. If you only believe him, do you believe it? That's the only idea for your healing. No matter what your troubles, get ready right now. Christ has healed every one of you. Are you ready to accept it? Then if he's already done it, there's one thing left. Raise our hands and praise him for it. Let us raise our hands. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, we now pronounce curses upon the devil. He's defeated, and we ask healing for this audience. Just now, in Jesus Christ's name, let it be done. With your head bowed yet, are you aware that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is here? If you are and you've been doubting your experience, you have not the Holy Spirit,
or you're a sinner, if you come up here right now, right in the presence of him, right here now, right around the altar, move right out and come here just a minute. Move right out of your seat, come right down the aisle, come here just a minute, stand right around the altar here a minute for prayer. That's right, soldiers. Come right on, now the rest of you. Come right along, move right out now. Right out of your seat, right down the aisle here, everyone. Give us a little card on the...
Now you may raise your head. Just a moment. The light of the Holy Spirit, that endless to you scientists, dimension, to you Christians, this atmosphere of the Holy Spirit which now takes you, you couldn't hide your life if you had to. I can't heal, God's already did that. But it's hanging over a colored woman sitting right here with a little ball on her hand. You're praying for something, aren't you, Auntie? You're a colored woman? Yes, You're afflicted or something's wrong with you. You have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card? You don't need one. If the Lord God will reveal to me here, Auntie, what your trouble is, will you believe me to be his servant, telling you the truth out of the Bible? You will? You believe. The Lord bless you, sister. That's the reason it's hanging over you. Now, that's the moment. It's coming down. There it is. All right? The woman is suffering with arthritis. That arthritis is in her spine. And she also has created from that a real extreme nervous condition. That's exactly right. The colored lady sitting there with a little ball on her hand. If that's right, lady, yes. Raise up your hand if that's right. I'm talking to the colored lady back there, lady. All right. That does it. You don't have that now. It's gone from you. I don't know why the grace of God, all you white people, I've just been talking about colored people. And telling how they were saved, God loves them. That poor little woman there may have less education than anybody sitting here, but she knows God. It happens to be that the Lord had blessed her. There's a colored lady sitting right to that story there. It looks like that there is farming around her. She shouted just a few moments ago. I don't know you, do I, lady? If the Lord God will tell me what your trouble is, what you're suffering with, will you... You know whether it's the truth or not, won't you? You're suffering with sinuses. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. Down now. God bless you. You with your hand up there, the other colored lady, put that away with your hand. Do you believe me to be God's servant? The young woman? Do you believe me? I don't know you do, sister. I've never seen you in my life. You believe me to be the servant of Christ? And it's not me? This is a case like Jesus talking to the woman at the well. She was a Samaritan. He was a Jew. You are an Ethiopian woman, and I'm an Anglo-Saxon. It's two different. It's the same spirit. Now, Christ, the woman believed him. Now, Jesus didn't know what her trouble was, but when he found her trouble, he told her trouble. She went to the city and said, that's the Son of God. That's the Messiah. If he tell you the same thing working through you and I now, as told two different races of people, first time ever meeting. But you're aware that something's going on, aren't you, lady? A real sweet, humble feeling around you. That's right, raise up your hand. Real colored lady with a pink shawl. You are suffering with heart trouble and with a tumor. If that's right, raise up your hand. Jesus Christ heals you. If thou canst believe, some of you white people believe, you newcomers in here. Yes, or is you should be in a real spirit of worship. We're in the presence of Jesus. Please, friends, if ever you believe as your brother, let me with my Bible on my heart, you believe right now. Just lay aside your theology. Just say, Lord Jesus, I realize there's something here. There's got to be. Here it is, our little man standing right here. Right at the end of the road, he's suffering with a skin trouble. Little fellow there. You believe in God? That's right, isn't it, sir? That's right, raise up your hand. I don't know you, do I? All right, you're going to get over it now. The blessings of God is on you. What was dark is turned light. Have faith in God. Do you believe all of you believe? Here's my dear friend, with these people, these newcomers, if we stand right in here, will they all help their friend? Well, anywhere, I just have to, wherever he calls, that's where I have to answer. There's a little lady standing right here, looking right at me. Second row. Yes. Do you believe the Lord Jesus would heal you? You were suffering, weren't you? You are suffering. And you were standing there in your heart praying. God, let him speak to me tonight. I believe you. If that's true, raise up your hand. Well, lay your hand over here. Okay? If the Lord God will tell me what your trouble is, would you believe him? That he wants to make you well? I see you getting up kind of slow out of the day, of the morning. You got rheumatism. Right. Now, I want to ask you something sincerely. You don't feel it now, do you? Well, I'll heal you after you. The other lady standing next to you there, she's suffering too. The little lady with her head down praying. You're praying, Lord, let it be me next. Have I? You believe me to be this servant? Staying right next to the little lady there with this call? Would you love to go eat your supper and enjoy a good meal again? You're suffering with stomach trouble, aren't you? That's right. It's a peptic condition caused from a deep cleansing. You cross bridges before you get through them and things like that. It's more like a mental nervousness. You're not shaking nervous, but you get the deep cleansing. You ought to do that. Be happy. Now, your stomach trouble is gone. Things are home. What do you think the elderly lady standing next to you looking on that prayer and the light went right over on you? With a little rose on your coat. Do you believe me to be God's servant? He's definitely. That's what does it, friend. See, you rob the people of their healing. Please, be reverent just a moment. See, your soul, and when you move, it moves the spirit. You say, Brother Brown's psychology, what about Jesus? When he put them all out of the house, your eyes were found. And when he raised the daughter, you reverence, have respect at least for the sick, respect for Jesus. I'll be real reverent again now. Let's see. What it was. It was the vision breaking, but I don't know where it was. Just keep praying. It seemed like I was right down here in front somewhere. God, sure, in his mercy, will do it again. Where was it? It was. It sure is bad. It's the lady with the rose on her coat. That's the one it was. She has a hernia. That's right, isn't it, sister? If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe God for your healing? Will you do me a favor? Lay your hand on that lady next to you. She has arthritis. She wants to get well too. Is that right, lady? All right. You're a nine-year-old. And the lady said, let's see, see that dark spirit across there coming out? That's that spirit calling for this one over here for help. Lay your hand on the woman next to you. She has arthritis too. And that's where you were. You had arthritis also, didn't you? You're both healed, so you can go home and be well. God has made you well. Have faith. Back in this way, somebody. Have faith, friends. Believe God. Don't doubt him. Just believe him. Here it is. Look with your eyes, friend. Don't you mean to say you can't see this light here, that old woman sitting in the ear? Yes. You were praying, wasn't you? Sincerely, I do not know you. Is that right? You don't know me. This is our first time meeting. If the Holy Spirit will tell me what you're praying about, you believe me to be a servant man? You believe, you know now that you're in contact with something. You are a Christian, a believer. You got trouble with your back. It's a back trouble, isn't that right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're praying about. Mm-hmm. You're not from this city. You're not even from this state. You're from Rhode Island. Mrs. Lathan, Maddie, L-E-I-G-H-T-O-N. Is that right? Raise up your hand. Are you going home well? You're back to trouble, bless you. Jesus Christ, receive you. Do you believe? Does the whole audience believe that God has just a minute for him? Father, we're conscious. We're here in your presence. Maybe we, the people here, may never be back again with maybe the last time. While you're present, Lord, I pray to you in Christ's name, be merciful. And if your heads bowed just a moment, the organ sounds sweetly and lowly. How many in here now, in the presence of Christ, knowing that he's here, how many would like to raise up their hand and say, Brother Branham, pray for me. I want the real experience of God that you've been talking about. I'm tired of living this half life, and I'm maybe you're a sinner, and you want to be saved. Raise your hand. Raise to God right away. That's right. That's right. God bless you. Oh, my. 40, 50, 100 hands or more up in the air. God bless you. I'm going to ask you something. If you'll pray, while she's praying on the organ, if you believe God hears my prayer for the sick, of course, you heard me for this altar call. I want you to come here and stand right down here around here. Let me come down and pray for you, will you? But Rod Stroh and I, we're going to stand almost persuaded. Now, I want each one of you that wants God to change your life right now. If he can change your body, he can change your life. And all the place that he made in you thirsting for him, you want to worship him and him to come in and take all the desire of the world from you. Will you come right down here for prayer? Will you do it while we stand almost persuaded? All right, sister, on the organ, if you will, give us the card. All right. That you see here in the Bible come down and produce the same things it did when it dwelt in a body called Jesus. He promised to be in his church. Here he comes right down in his church and does the same thing, proving that he's here. And your soul in you, condemning you, angels of God standing near and saying, you should go. This may be your last opportunity. You may not get home tonight. You may be laying dead in the bed in the morning. In a year from now, you may be molded in the grave. And now you might not. I don't know. But I'm just saying you could. Someday you will be. Why not now? You know that old Southern altar call, oh, why not tonight? Because the people know that. Give us a card on it. And I'm going to ask you something. Come on. You lukewarm church members, you know you've done wrong. You women, you men, boys and girls, get yourself around. I feel led to do this, man. Surely God Don't you know I'm telling you the truth? God's proved it. Now I'm telling you the truth. There's loads that you need to be staying here. Won't you come now? Won't you come? Oh, do not let the world depart and close your eyes against the light. This is the time of Dandy White. Oh, why not tonight? All together. Let me say with the Bible over my heart, the angel of God is with me. The blood not upon me. I told you the truth. You need a walk with God. You're walking out of the fellowship. Come on down. This is the hour for you. Come on now. While we sing once more, this is the last. Why? Give me the excuse. Why? Why couldn't you? Say, my job. Quit it. My mother, she'll drive me away from home. Many have walked alone with Christ. My Father won't appreciate it. Your Heavenly Father will accept you. I'll give you fathers and mothers. And I had to leave my home, too, because of it. But God gave me tens of thousands of fathers and mothers around the world. Greatest thing that any man ever did when a woman, when they come from their seat down to an altar prayer. Right. I'm not asking you to come join a church. I'm asking you to come and see Christ while He's present here. What more could He do? If He healed the sick, still wouldn't be as great as this. He does heal the sick. He could appear in a visible body, because when He does, time shall be no more in Him. But He's here in His church showing you that He's raised from the dead, trying to get you to come accept Him as your risen Lord. Once more now, while we sing, oh, why not tonight? All right. Oh, why not? Church members? If I never see you again, Dr. Beckford, this is your time. And why? When the rainbows are sweeping through the skies, fires are falling, the Sputniks is done, drops are bombs, and the handwriting's on the wall, time's going to be no more. There'll be one quick second. There'll be millions times millions of New England states and Scotland will be swept into eternity without a chance. Remember, He who speaks tonight, the Spirit knows what to do. Come. All right. All the workers now come and stand around these people now. Get in your positions around these who are trained here to do personal work. Make your places. The rest of you that want to come with them, come at this time now. Those who have you got a room in there somewhere, you take an instruction room. All right. Just one moment then. They're coming around now. Others are coming to be saved. Let's bow our heads everywhere while I want to pray as I offered to pray. Dear God, be merciful to these people. This may be our last meeting time, dear God, until we see you standing under. Oh, if you're going to come for your church before destruction, before one drop of rain could fall, Noah and his group was in the ark, and the angel of the Lord who went out into Sodom, his message was haste. It was deliverance and mercy. The same angel who had his back turned to the tent and said, "Why did Sarah laugh?" Oh, God, may the people realize that same angel's here tonight that knows the secret of the heart is same as he knows Sarah laughed back in the tent. She said, "I didn't." But he said, "Oh, yes, you did." What was that angel's message? Just before the fire fell. Here you are again, Lord. I pray now there's nothing more I can do. They are the fruits of the message, your message. They are yours. They've come. No man can come to me, you said, except my Father draws him. Then, God, you had to be here to draw him. Here's many, many people. All are packed forward up and down the aisle. And I pray thee, God, that you have brought them up here, that you'll give them to your dear Son as love gift. And then we know that no one can pluck them from his hand. You said, "He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall never come into the judgment, but pass from death unto life." God, may this group of hungry people walk into this little room here now and be filled with the Holy Spirit. All one's hands is applied to them and there according to apostolic rules. May they be filled with the Holy Ghost and that fountain of their heart that's been touched tonight and all the old tin cans and rubbish of the world has been cleaned out, making a new heart for God to worship. Grant it, Lord, that first now is coming for you. Sanctify them at the altar, that when they walk in there, they may be filled with the goodness of God, and His Spirit take them in. Grant it, Lord, I present them to you in Jesus Christ's name. Now, while you're here, workers are here, places are for you. Go right in here so we can go in and pray with you to be filled with God's Spirit. Follow right in now as you're coming. Father, we keep continuing saying, "Oh, I not tonight." Again, the audience. "Oh, I not tonight." I'm not the only one of you standing around here now. You don't want to come with us and receive the Holy Spirit. Come right on in. Go right on in. This is your hour, your time. We're going right in to pray with them. Go right in. Lay hands on them. If God will grant, I'm not paid for it. If God will grant this out here, what will He grant in there? Tonight. Come here, Reverend.
Right now, be real ready. Now, the thing, if you don't get up here on the platform, you just look up to Christ and say, "Lord Jesus, if this man has told me the truth, which I believe he has, then you speak to me. Don't try to press yourself now. Just relax and say, 'Lord, I confess my sin. All that I have done wrong, forgive me for it, and heal me, dear God. Thank you.' See how merciful God is. And now, now, everyone in here, as far as I know, is a total stranger to me. For people that might be sitting by, the only person that I know in this building is Mr. Sweet, Dr. Dale, and my boy, I think I see him standing back in the dark, I'm not sure. That's the only ones that I know. How many of you sing to me? Raise up your hands. I don't know, you know nothing. In the prayer line the same way. Now, all right. Now we are going to either find the word to be the truth or not the truth. We need to be telling the truth or not the truth. God only deals with truth. We know that. A person can profess anything they wish to, but if God don't back it up and say it's the truth, that's wrong. I claim that His word is the same and He remains the same and can never do nothing else but the same God. We have to act the same way that He has always did. And if we will do that, here on the platform, out to the audience, and declare Himself the risen Jesus, if you all will love Him and believe Him, say amen to Him. God bless you. Now, as you're speaking, I'm sure you realize that where I'm standing, what a position I'm in. God, who is my solemn judge, knows this woman, or any of you people who I haven't called in the prayer line or something, I do not know you.
Then something's got to act wrong. Are the scriptures wrong? Because I've read these things. Are the scriptures, which is a promise of God. You believe that's the truth? Say amen. It's a promise of God. He promised to do it. You don't have to do it, but he has to do it in the way of things he promised to do. That's what he does. He didn't have to heal when he's on earth, but he did it that it might be fulfilled. That's what he's doing today. So in the Gentile age, he comes to the Jews, the church goes home, destruction comes to the world, there's your knowledge in God. And you see, the only thing that takes to happen tonight is if you drink the vodka, it's already clean. Nothing you can do about it. Of course, we've got the same thing to shoot back that way. What does it do? Throw the world from the orbit, just like the Bible says, the way she goes. Remember what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Anybody ever read that? Say amen. What was it? Before Lot was destroyed, or Sodom was destroyed, there was an angel come to the elected, which was Abraham. Is that right? And when he did, he sat down with his back turned to the tent, and he said to Sarah, or said to Abraham, about the calling the palm of life, I'm going to visit you. Sarah's going to have this baby that she's waiting for 25 years. And Sarah, back in the tent, behind the tent, behind the angel, smiled. And the angel said, why did Sarah laugh? How many of you ever read that? Why did Sarah laugh? What was he, a fortune teller? Telepathy? Remember, that angel had the last message that Sodom received before she was destroyed. As it was, said Jesus, in the days of Sodom. Now remember, it's the presence of the angel of God, the Holy Ghost, that's here today with every scientific and sign and wonder that is ever promised to fulfill to you people. You think you should be happy. Now, I turn to the woman. Now, lady, you and I are being a strength to each other. And this is our first time meeting. I'm years older than you, and this is our first time of ever meeting. But just to the audience, when you read St. John 4, look at this. Exactly the same thing. Our Lord met a woman that he had never seen before in his life. And is that a little panoramic, as I said a while ago, like this? Now here she is, and he found where her trouble was. And told her what her trouble was, and she said, this is the Messiah. Now, me not knowing you, my sister, I don't know whether you're Christian or you're infidel, what your life is, what it's been. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. I don't know nothing about you. But if something in the supernatural powers of God through this angel here will come in, if I said to you, maybe you're sick, you're going to get well, go ahead. You just have my word. That's all you know about, which that could be all right. But if he comes and tells you something back in your life, you know where that's the people are. You'll be the judge of that. So if he knows what has been, he certainly would know. If he could tell you what was, you'd have confidence to know that what he says will be. So that's because it will be God. Would you believe it would be him? Jesus, you would believe it. May the Lord grant it. He's not there. Now, as the audience, take reverently, and you are a reverent group of people. Here is the eye. Now, if the woman, honestly in her heart, she knows that something's going on. She could not feel the way she feels now, standing before a man. Might be a man just like your father, brother, husband. But there's something that's just begun happening, a real humble, weak feeling coming to you. That is right. If that's right, raise up your hands. This angel you see sit there between you and I is just real life. The woman is not standing here for herself. She's standing here for somebody else. Nothing wrong with the woman outside the nervousness. She's a nervous type of person that worries about things, crossing bridges before you get to them. But you're here for somebody else. That's true. If the Lord God will reveal to me what you're here for, if you believe him to be the Messiah and will go tell others, the Messiah still lives, you will. You believe your little eye will come straight as a sign? Took it out, cross. You believe he'll make it there? You will believe it? You got something else on your heart too, haven't you, besides that sign? The mother. He's dying. He's got cancer. That is true. And you're worried about her salvation because she's Catholic. That is true. Don't worry. Have faith. Send her that handkerchief. Don't doubt. You have what you ask for. God bless you. Lord, believe in you. Too. God bless you. Do you believe? Not ask the woman if you made your move. You're ready to receive. Do you realize, minister brother, that the Christ that you and I have stood for, years of Baptist preachers for 27 years in the ministry, that this presence that you confirmed just as just, how many know that's just the way he did when I said on earth, I see you raise your hands. You people anywhere. The Bible. That's what God's Word says. Then, if this is the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, if it is the one that was here on earth and said, the works that I do for you also when I'm gone, I'll be with you even in you, that same vine would bear the same fruit, would it not? Well, here it is, you're in the same belief. Don't disbelieve. Every one of you right now should believe. We are strangers to each other, I suppose, lady. The first time ever meeting you in life. If I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a cruel person. But I got an old mother here tonight. And I love her. And I left family, mother, and all to come here to try to help, to make life a little more pleasant for people, and do all that I could as his servant. If the Lord God would tell me what you're here for, would you believe me and believe that it was him doing it? Would the audience believe it? The lady, she suffers with a nervous condition. She has heart trouble, and she's got varicose veins. That's exactly the truth. You believe me? You say, Mr. Brand, you guessed that. I did not. God knows that. Let's speak to her a little further. She has got it. May the Lord grant it. Yes, there's somebody else there that can lead you. That's your husband. He's dying. Must die right away. If God doesn't help him, he's got leukemia. That's cancer in the bloodstream. That's right. That's right. Your name is Miss Harford. Your name is Rose and his is Robert. That's the truth. Go on your road. Breathe God and live, lady. Breathe God. Jesus Christ is present. You know that's in here? Let's check him now as a healer for both. We go on the road and may the Lord God richly bless you. Do you believe? That's over. Right now. I just believe in the audience. We're strangers to each other on the stage, lady. Let's end it now. If you are sick, I couldn't do nothing about it because I'm just a man. But God can do something about it. Now, if Jesus is standing here with his kingdom, you say, Lord Jesus, he would have used to have already done it. See, he means something like salvation's past. He was wounded for our transgressions, every side we were here. It's already finished in the atonement. We just believe it. There's nothing I could do. See? It'd be what he said. He's already doing it. You're a faith. And he might tell you something to make you believe that he was the Messiah. And then by that you believe that the opponent was like, and here's what he promised you to do, work by faith. You are a believer. Christian believer. You could have been an infidel. See? But you're not. Same thing as this woman, setting up on the street. A black human power. This woman suffering from a real strenuous condition. Exactly right. Nervous. And you're always scared. You got heart trouble. And that's right. When you're nervous, you got a scary condition. Then you're scared too. You've had something happen to you here some time ago. You had a knot taken or a growth off in the head. And it's coming back again. That little lady saying, we're stuffing with a mental nervousness. That's right. That's right, young lady. You believe that God will make you well too? That, you believe it? Can you raise up your hand if you believe it? You're both in it. Go on your own rejoicing. Jesus Christ makes you well. Don't care about it anymore. It's all over now. Mm-hmm. You're just lying. A demon was, but he's gone from you now. Just go believe him. Have him saved. Do you love him? He's the great Alpha and the Omega. Something else happened just then. Be real reverent. Please. There's a lady sitting next to the room there with her hands up like this. She's suffering with eye trouble. She's got trouble with her eyes. She's got heart trouble also. You were praying, wasn't you, lady? The lady sitting right next to the man turned around with his wife. Raise up your hand, lady. That's true. I don't know you, do I, lady? I'm a stranger to you. You believe now that you're going to be all right? All right. Go home, forget about it. Give God praise. You're safe, as you are. I'm sorry if you believe it. What? Be reverent now. Don't move around. Ladies, are we strangers with each other? You're weird. Upset. What's about this lad? That's what you got in here for. You just brought him here. That is true. If the Lord our God will reveal to me what you're so worried about this lad, will you accept it? You believe it comes from the Lord our God? The boy's up for an operation. And the doctor says there's a growth around his heart that must be taken out. That's true of you. And you're worried about it. If God is here and knows about the child, isn't he interested in him? Will you accept him as your child to live and you'll raise him for the glory of God? That is great. Dear God, I claim the life of this child through Jesus Christ. May he be well. May the mother be blessed. And may the community be blessed. For we ask this in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Don't worry, Lord. Have faith in God. You'll be all right. I do not know you. The Lord God does know you. If he will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept him as your healer? You're suffering with a stomach trouble and a liver trouble. The liver is really causing, draining out the ball into your stomach and throwing it into a spasm. That's right. Now, see, you're doing something kind of taste. Oh, you haven't got any taste. You've lost your sense of taste. You don't have any taste or any smell, either one. That's true. You believe you have it, man? Go ahead. There's many in this building suffering with the same thing you are. But God lives in the heart. You believe in your heart trouble and make you well? You believe it? Let us pray. Lord God, spare this woman for your glory as I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, sir. Oh, believe it now with all your heart. Don't doubt. You had the same thing, so just keep moving, believing God. Are you believing out in the audience? Please, be just as reverent as you can. Reverent, please, everyone. You believe God would hold you with that arthritis sitting right there and make you well? The elderly gentleman sitting there with a little children, you believe that God will make you well? You do? Say, you that touched the man. Yes, I am. You believe your leg trouble will get all right? You know, it's just a worm now, and you can go home and move that leg too, wasn't it? All right. That was just something to slip up so that I could catch you. It's what you're breathing to begin with. Are you believing? The lady, sitting down near the second lady, pulling her heavy step, suffering with high blood pressure, looking right at me in the first row there. You believe the Lord God makes you well, sister? You believe it? Could you accept it as your healing? Raise your hand if you accept it. Right. Raise your hands up way up high. Don't be ashamed of faith like that. You accept God. All faith. Way down to the end of the row. Sitting there between two men, the lady with high blood pressure, the second row back. Then, do you believe that Jesus Christ to him with your high blood pressure? It happened to be, I've seen a sick, leave this lady and go to you. That's the reason I know that you can be healed if you want to accept it. I challenge your faith. Here's a dear soul sitting here, right back there behind me. Still have a little black hat on. Got trouble with her head. She's praying about it. That is why, isn't it, sister? Right here, the little lady with a black hat on and glasses. You're having trouble in your head. But you don't see it now, man. You're a real just man. The lady sitting next to you looks like a. You believe, lady? I'm going to contact your spirit. Lay your hand over on the lady next to you there. The lady was just healed. Lay your hand on the next lady. Yeah. You believe the Lord God will heal you, lady? You have complications, many things wrong with you. Such as diabetes for one, heart trouble for another. That's right. That's right. Raise your hand. All right, go home and leave it to be over. It will leave. That infection, the little lady sitting below you there. You believe she'll be here, that infection lady? You believe the little lady there? Mrs. Carter from Caribou. Raise up. I don't know you, dear lady. I've never seen you, have I? I know my voice is rebounding. We are strangers to one another. We all raise up your hands. That's right. Are those things right which were said? All right, go back home and be well. Jesus Christ heals you. What do you think about it, lady? You believe that you're healed now? Glory and Lord rejoicing. That's the way to do it. Amen. Nervous trouble, which caused your heart to flutter and so forth. That's right, really, which is an indigestion. There's a lot of that in here. How many of you suffer in faith? How many of you suffer in nervous trouble? Raise your hands just now. See, how are you going to call that? Does this ever work? All of you have nervous trouble, stand up to your feet. Stand up to your feet if you want to accept Christ right now. Listen, stand out over here just a minute. Come here, lady, or that man. Come here, sir. I don't know you, do I? We're strangers? Of course, the people know it's not reading your mind. Lay your hand on mine. If God will reveal to me this way what's your trouble, you accept it? You will? Stomach trouble. Raise up your hand, that's right. Every person with stomach trouble, stand to your feet. All over the building, stand to your feet with stomach trouble. Stand right here, man, sir. You'll see the glory of God. If thou canst please, back trouble, stand right back there. All of back trouble, get up to your feet. I don't care how long you've been paralyzed or anything else, stand up to your feet. You can see the glory of God. Are you believing that His presence is here? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is present before I raise up your hands? Everybody in the building. Stand up to your feet in front of you. Stand up, everyone. I don't care if you couldn't get up a few minutes ago, you can now. Raise up. There you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I claim that Christ died for you, Calvary, which forgives your sins and heals your sickness. His presence, He is here now. He claims that He has raised from the dead, has declared with infallible proof that He remains today and cannot die. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How about believe that? Raise your hand. The Bible said, it promised that He would do many things to do these things. He said, these signs shall follow those that believe. How many is a believer? They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Put your hands on somebody next to you if you're a believer. These signs shall follow them that believe. That's what the scripture says. There you are in a perfect unity of spirit, perfect unity with hands laid on you, perfect unity with the Holy Ghost, perfect unity with the power of God, perfect unity with the scriptures, then it's got to be over. Let us bow our heads while we all offer prayer to God. Lord God, we thank you for your great presence, the Holy Ghost, that's now yours to take over,
and to remove every sickness from his body. Oh, Satan, you have lost the battle. You deceive the people down to the ages that the hour has come where you are thrown. Come out of these people's sickness. I call you by the name of Jesus Christ. He is there to defeat you and has defeated you. Leave this audience in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the people. All that except God as your healer, Christ as your healer. Raise your hands to him. Amen.
Give us a quarter hour praise him.
Everyone now, just put yourself in your worship room. All right. I will praise him.